Hi, I'm Jason Blackett. In this Chalk Talk, you'll learn how ZenWorks 10 Configuration Management Support Pack 3 improves branch office support. By using satellite servers, you can offload the WAN from a lot of the content that would normally flow back to headquarters. Starting with ZenWorks 10 SP2, we introduced the concept of satellite servers. This was really intended to help you in environments where you have branch offices over slow WAN links. With 10.3, we continue to make improvements for the branch offices. Today, you may have one site that is your headquarters. This is where the bulk of your workstations are. This would be where your ZenWorks primary servers live, as well as where your ZenWorks database server lives. We never recommend placing a primary server across a slow WAN link from the ZenWorks database. You may then have a rather small site. In this case, we have site number 2 that has only 5 workstations. And we have a slightly larger site of 50 workstations. With ZenWorks 10 configuration management, we would generally say you probably don't need a satellite server on this small site that has 5 devices. Depends what content you're pushing over, but generally speaking, it's going to be a small enough traffic that you don't necessarily need a satellite server. However, for this larger site, be it 50 devices or even up to 1,000 devices, you probably would want to have a satellite server on this location. Now, there are 4 roles that a satellite server can play with ZenWorks 10.3. Basically, you have the authentication role. The authentication role is basically so that users can authenticate through ZenWorks to local eDirectory replicas. So you'll notice here on this larger satellite site that I have an eDirectory replica on this site. Rather than having users come across this WAN link to authenticate to the master replica at headquarters, I can place an authentication satellite server, pick one workstation or one server that I've already deployed, be it Windows or Linux, out on that site, and now all authentication will occur through that satellite server to that local replica. The second role I have is a collection role. The collection role allows me to quickly and easily roll up consolidated message data, inventory data, and patch data back to the headquarters office. So basically, I can schedule that as I run scans, as I report events on these workstations, this satellite server will collect those. Then every half hour, every hour, it will then roll those up to the headquarters. And when the headquarters gets that data, it will then get put into the database. The third role is content. The content may be the most important role because that's where all of your large amounts of data live. If you're using the ZenWorks 10 configuration management content repository, then when you distribute a patch or you distribute something like Office, all of the content is being transmitted over HTTP from the server. By putting a content server on a branch office, you're basically then able to selectively replicate content to that satellite server. With 10.3, we have 2 new features that really enhance this capability. The first is at a folder level, you can control content. So if I have a bundle folder that has 10 bundles in it, and I want those 10 bundles to be replicated to the satellite server, I can now do that with 1 setting at the folder level instead of with 10 settings at the individual devices. Additionally, with 10.3, I have the capability to set individual satellite server-based throttling and scheduling options so that if I had a satellite server at multiple locations, it could synchronize the content from headquarters to satellite server 1 at 1 time with 1 throttle rate and to satellite server 2 at a different site at a different time with a different throttle rate. The last role type is the imaging satellite. The imaging satellite puts the pre-boot services modules onto the satellite server so that devices at that site can pixie boot. And it also puts the ZenWorks imaging server components on that satellite server so that you can use the ZenWorks imaging environment to store ZMGs to that location. By using satellite servers, you can offload the WAN from a lot of the content that would normally flow back to headquarters. Thank you for joining us.